Blog Talk Radio.
I got up early this morning so I could walk the floor. I got to hit the street, 'cause there's a wolf outside my door. The bill collector's calling, and my kids need better shoes. Gonna go to church on Sunday, 'cause I got nothing left to lose. And it's a good day. Good day for the blues. It's raining cats and dogs outside, and I'm looking for a job. The man I work for laid me off. It's a good day. It's a real good day for the blues. Things are getting better. The check is in the mail. I just threw my last dime in the wishing well, and it's a good day, a real good day for the blues.
Gail-delicious Johnson, and welcome to Gail's Blues Joint, another Sunday spent with me. I know some of you guys are probably watching the game, but turn the game down and listen to me. You know, you can always watch the game. Alrighty then, I'd like to take us make some shout-outs to some very special people. I'd like to make a shout-out, first of all, to Rhea up in Chicago, who listens to the show, Jade in Baltimore, Terry Lyles in Alabama, Mr. B in Atlanta, and to all my new and old listeners, happy Sunday. Hopefully I'll play something that you guys like, and if I don't, you can send me a request, and I'll get it and play it the next time I have Gail's Blues Joint on, which comes to you every Sunday at 7 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. Without further ado, I'm going to get right into the music because you know this is a short show and it goes by so fast.
Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, they understand. I've been around some and I have discovered that older women know just how to please a man.
Everybody seems to love those younger women from 18 on up to 25. Well, I love them too, but I'm telling you, learning how to really love takes a little time.
Older women are beautiful lovers.
Young girls ain't got nothing on you, 'cause it takes some living to get good at giving, and giving love is just where you could teach them a thing or two.
Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, they understand.
Come back to my yard. My brother, what are we gonna some yarn. I said, all right. I said, well, how old I gotta be? He said, old enough to know better, but don't care. Well, wait a minute. So that was that for that call. So when I turned 30, I called him back up again. I said, Bonnie Rush? He said, yes. I said, it's sweet, ain't it? He said, yes. I said, well, remember about 5 years ago I called you. I said, I wanted to be one of your dancers. He said, oh, yeah, sweet angel. He said, well, how old are you now? I said, 30. He said, well, how much you weigh? I said, oh, goddamn. I said, well, I weigh 155 pounds. He said, you too little. Well, guess what? I saw him at a show that I opened up for. He said, what's your name? I said, sweet angel. He said, oh, how do you know, sweet angel? He said, well, you look awfully good. I said, yeah. He said, well, what you doing here? I said, well, Bobby Rush, I know you don't know, but I'm opening up this show for you. And when I was 25, you said no. When I was 35, you said no. So right about now, I'm going to do my own shit. Is that all right with you? And this is what I said. Hey, Bobby Rush.
Yeah.
righty then. That was the 3 Degrees, Dirty Old Man. Before that, Sweet Angel, A Girl Like Me. Stan Mosley, Your Wife Is My Woman. Can you imagine answering your phone and a man telling you that your wife is his woman? Before that, Rosie Lizette, Bow Wow. I had to get a better version of that. That was a live version and really couldn't understand the words that she was saying, but that song holds a lot of creed to it. And at the top was Ronnie McDowell, Older Woman.
Now this song is going out to all of you players, wannabe players, wannabe pimps, Mac Daddy, or whatever you call yourself. Well, you better get your game face on. Cause this old lady told me one time, she said, son, you men think you know what women want, but you don't. And then she went on to tell me a story, and it goes something like this. All you wannabe lovers, there's something you need to know. Now this old lady told me a story a long time ago. She said the oldest men think they know what women want. But the truth about the whole thing is, boy, they really don't. She said, I had a man. Bro. He used to lick it. He used to stroke it. You know, one night we was making love, he said, that thing is so damn good, I wanna put it in my pipe and smoke it. She said, the oldest, you need to know that you can lick it and you can stroke it. Now you can kiss it, and you can eat it, but you ain't get a doggone thing until you stand up in it. Got to stand up in it. And now this wannabe brother, who thought he was the world's greatest lover, stopped by my house the other day and caught me with my part-time love. He said, baby, baby, why you messing around on me? I make sure your rent's paid, I make sure your cable's on. Now just the other day I bought you a cell phone. Baby, ooh baby, why you do me this way? The oldest men think they know what women want, but the truth about the whole thing is, boy, they really don't. Now you can lick it and you can stroke it, but you ain't did a doggone thing until you stand up in it. Now you can eat it and you can lick it, but you ain't did a doggone thing until you stand up in it.
Fellas, I'm gonna tell you something now. You were right too. And the moral of this story is that you can eat it, stroke it, lick it, do anything you want to do with it, but you ain't did nothing until you stand up in it.
We'll be right back. can I get a hallelujah?
Ready to walk through the garden. You got a bunch of bed. But I'll beg your pardon. Mom didn't have a dress. When you walk with Jesus, he's gonna save your soul. You got to keep the devil.
Y'all, the girl, she tell y'all, boy, I never reached the door. Ooh, the wind is howling tonight. Keep looking back, but my baby's not in sight. I would like to start all over again. Baby, can I change?
Okay, that was Tyrone Davis. Can I change my mind? Before that, all right, Tyrone, thank you. Before that, Tucker, She's Loving Me, Tom Waits, Way Down in the Hole, Tina Turner, Addicted to Love, the Otis Ely, Stand Up in It. And I hope you guys are enjoying yourself and enjoying the music I'm playing for you, because I certainly am. And if I'm not playing anything that you don't like, send me a request. Send it to my email and inbox me here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'll find it and I'll have it for the next Gail's Blues Joint. Okay?
Addressed to the one I love. smiled and read it to myself. The words were just so beautiful. My eyes filled up with tears. Each line was filled with passion. Things a woman needs to hear. It said how much you needed her and that you always would. And no one else could make you feel the way that she could. I read the last paragraph and I'll never be the same. It closed.
Guys are not going to believe this, but can you, anyway, our 60 minutes are up. Wow, they went by so fast. If you like an extension to the show, email me at gjdelicious37@gmail.com. And if I get enough votes in for an extension of the show, I will extend it for an extra 30 minutes on Sundays if you're liking it like that. And if not, I'll just keep it at the 60 minutes that it is because I do enjoy it and I know I do have a few favorites out there that enjoy it as well. You guys have an awesome Sunday. Finish watching a game, doing whatever you're doing. Get up and go to work tomorrow with a smile on your face. And if anybody asks you why you're smiling, tell them because you've been to Gail's Blues Joint Sunday from 7 to 8, and you just had a wonderful time. Good night, everybody, and thank you.
My Nana got the best radio show on the internet.